The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 665. Top episodes of 2021. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out the Mayberry Effect DVD. That's right, it's a documentary about the Mayberry Effect and how it has affected folks' lives. Definitely a great DVD you might want to check out. And while you're there, you might want to also get a 2022 wall calendar. We only have about 20 left, so head over to Weavers Department Store and pick them up and look around and see if there's anything else you'd like. Two Chairs, No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 665 is Mike McGonigal. So, Mike, thank you for your support of the podcast, and thank you for being here today, tonight, whenever you're listening to this. It's always great to spend time and just visit and talk about the Andy Griffith Show. Now, speaking of that, I have been talking about the Andy Griffith Show since 2008 here on the podcast. So we now, before tonight, we had 664 episodes of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And that's a lot of episodes. And if somebody over the Christmas holidays got a new electronic gadget or toy or some other device that'll let them listen to podcasts or maybe watch them on YouTube, knowing that there's 664 episodes out there, it's like, I'm not even going to start that. That's too much. Because honestly, 664 episodes equals 11 days, 9 hours, 46 minutes, and 14 seconds of Two Chairs, No Waiting. That's how much time it would take. And by 11 days, I mean 24-hour days. It would take 11 24-hour days, another 9 hours another day, and then 46 minutes and 14 seconds. Wow. That's an awful lot of content. So that's one of the reasons I do these top episodes of the year every year, to try to give you guys that have either not listened to all the episodes or have just joined in at all a chance to hear which episodes some of the folks at least that do watch and listen have thought are the best ones, or at least have consumed the most. It's really hard. I don't have a poll. I didn't do a poll. I did this purely by the number of views for the YouTube videos and the number of downloads of the audios. Okay, so we're going to do the one that's the most accurate is actually the video. So we're going to go through those in a minute. But before we do, last week, Randy Turner was not with us because I thought that Randy had not done an episode last week of the This Week in Mayberry History. And so I didn't do it. I didn't put it together and didn't put it on here. But he did do one. And so I'm going to go in here and we're going to play that in just a few minutes here so that you can all hear his report from last week. Because I feel bad. He took time to actually write and do the report, but he didn't get it on here before the show started. And of course, I believe as I got things ready tonight, I did not put it online. So let me fix this really quick, because here's Randy's report for Christmas from 2021. Well, I think it is.
We're taking a holiday break from the usual informational This Week in Mayberry History reports. Instead, I want to offer my most sincere wish that all of you have the merriest Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. There is plenty about social media I don't care for, when it not only allows but seems to encourage the spread of ill will, misinformation, and the like, one is tempted to wish it didn't exist. But when it allows us to stay in touch, encourage one another, and spread the Mayberry spirit, even though we may never have met, well, that aspect is wonderful. I have met many of you at Mayberry events. Many of you I may never get the opportunity to meet face to face. But please know that if you have in any way ever encouraged my love of and writing about all things Mayberry, I consider myself blessed to have had contact with you, even if only virtual contact. As Ben Weaver learned in Christmas Story, the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of Mayberry have one very important characteristic in common. They are both about love. May all of you be surrounded by the love of family and friends during the season. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
So thank you, Randy. We'll be hearing again from Randy later in the podcast for his actual This Week in Mayberry History Report. But I wanted to make sure that got out there because he took the time to record that. And it's definitely something I should have played last week. So sorry to Randy, but I appreciate the feelings that he shared with us. And I agree, man, the Andrew Griffith Show, Christmas, the whole holiday season here is about love and family and friendship. So I hope that you were able to visit with family, or if you haven't yet, maybe you still got some time left before the end of the year to get to see family and, at a minimum, got to talk to them on the phone or something. So, you know, it's what it's all about. We got folks here in our chat room that are chatting away right now, visiting with one another. And that is something that if you'd like to do, we do that every Monday night, and you can see that chat room there. If you're watching the video, it's popped up here. And they get together and visit and talk, and just, it's a community. And that's one of the things I've definitely wanted to encourage here with the two chairs, is to have that sense of community like Mayberry does. So there's a imayberrycommunity.com as well. If you'd like to continue this when it's not a part of the podcast, there's a lot of fine people over there that are visiting with one another and talking about favorite lines and stuff at imayberrycommunity.com. All right, guys. So let's talk a little bit about the favorite episodes of the year. So this is a big deal. Now, in the past years, I've always done it by just pure number of downloads for the episodes for that year. Well, this year, I was able to determine that YouTube actually does it by who watched episodes that year, no matter what year they were published. So I thought the YouTube results for the top episodes of this year are actually probably better and more fun than the audio version. So we're going to go to the video version. So some of you may not know there's a video version of the podcast. And in those video versions, you can see pictures and things like that, that I try not to call out during the podcast, because if you're listening to the audio, I don't want you to miss anything. You don't want you to feel like you missed it and you didn't. So, all right. So let's go to number 20. Number 20 on the top 20 list of the video versions comes to us. It's episode number 279 about Jack Prince. So it's Jack Prince episode 279. Now that was a while back. We're on 665. So I think that's kind of neat that that's the 20th most watched, most viewed episode of the podcast. So let's pull down and here the 19th is Two Chairs No Waiting episode number 311. And it was Mayberry Trivia, Fun But Challenging. It's from December of 2014. And that episode is our number 19 episode, most watched or viewed episode. Number 18 is episode number 573. It was a Maggie Peterson interview. Now, it wasn't too terrible long ago, but it was part one of Maggie Peterson's interview. Definitely something you might want to go check out. Now, these are the YouTube videos again. So there will be a playlist. I've already created it. That'll be linked to in our show notes that you can go and watch all 20 of the top 20 episodes by just watching the playlist. All right. So next up is we're number 17 is 655. That's Betty Lynn Remembered, which we just did recently. when Betty passed away. You know, and that's just definitely something that we, all of us, you know, just, it just touched our hearts that Betty Lynn, the wonderful, wonderful lady, passed away. Definitely something you might want to go back and listen to. And just so happens that the 16th most listened to is episode number 596, which was happy 94th birthday, Thelma Lou. So that was from about a year ago. So year and a half. So those are the top. That's 20 through 16. So let's go and check out number 15. Number 15 is episode 418, which was a Rance Howard interview part two. Now, this was an interview that was actually done by John Lane. And John Lane, who had a podcast that Goober Says Hey, he allowed me to reuse his content as part of this podcast. And this was the 15th most popular episode in 2021. All right. Next up, the 14th is episode number 201. Again, a long time ago is when that came out. And it's Black Day for Mayberry. So that's a pretty cool. That's fun to go and listen to because I went into all kinds of details about that particular episode in that podcast. Number, what is it? 15, 14, 13. Number 13 is episode number 119, which was not too long before Black Day for Mayberry. It was called African Americans in Mayberry. In that podcast episode, I went through and showed you, because it's a video version of the podcast, if you go watch the video versions, I showed you the black actors who appeared on the Andy Griffith Show. They weren't main characters, but they were background actors, and that they were on the streets of Mayberry and shops and places. They were in different places all around Mayberry. And you got some sense that there were black people that lived in Mayberry. We just didn't spend a lot of time with them during the Andy Griffith Show, but they were there. All right. So next up is episode number, what's this? 15, 14, 13. 12. I need to write these down. I can't remember them. 12. It's episode number 160 is our 12th most listened to episode. And it's the ghost and or watched episode, the Ghost and Mr. Chicken part two. So people tend to search the YouTube site to find the Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And some get mad and some don't, but they think it's the whole episode or the movie, which I have to try to explain. There are copyright laws that prevent me from posting the entire movie, The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. You can't do that. But in it, I go through and discuss how the Andy Griffith Show and The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, the connections that you will find there. All right. And number 11 is... episode is 288, Ernest T. Bass, Thelma Lou and the Fun Girl, part one. This is an interview with Betty Lynn, Howard Morris, and Gene Carson up on the stage at the Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous in Bradford, Ohio. So it was a lot of fun. So that's it's a fun video to watch, and you get to see these amazing actors. You get to see them for yourself. All right, so now we're heading into episode, this is number 10. Number 10 is episode number 515, The Guest of Honor. So I talked about that particular episode. Head and check that out if you'd like to. Number 9 is episode 482, which is trivia, 25 questions. So these are 25 trivia questions from the Andy Griffith Show that I think you would enjoy. All right. So number 8 is episode number 630. That's Howard Morris in Kingsport, Tennessee. This one wasn't that long ago. This was back in 1998 is the name of that is when the event occurred in Kingsport. And we got to see Howard Morris on stage. This was a lot of fun. And I definitely do encourage you to go and watch that episode because you get to see Howard. You get to see Ernest T. Bass himself on stage. So that's fine. So number 7 is episode number 310, Mayberry Christmas to All 2014, which I think is pretty cool. Our Christmas episode from 2014 was the 7th most watched video of 2021. I think that's kind of cool. So that's neat. So somebody enjoys watching the Christmas episodes of the podcast. So I really appreciate that. And number six is episode number 480, which is the Rance Howard interview part one that John Lane had done that he allowed me to post here on the podcast. All right. So now we're to the top five. Top five episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting for 2021. All right. What number are we on here? If you're watching the video, you got to see them all. The Ghost and Mr. Chicken is number five. So it's The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. That's episode number 159. And that was the part one, obviously. Then we had number four is A Return to Mayberry. That's episode number 422, where we talked about, as you might guess, Return to Mayberry, the movie, the reunion of the Andy Griffith Show. Number three is Hello, Doll. It's episode number 623, which is not that long ago. We're at 665 tonight. So this is earlier this year, I guess. But it's called Hello, Doll. It's about Gene Carson. Definitely something you want to check out. Number two, most watched, viewed episode is Mayberry Christmas to All 2019, which is 561. So that's two episodes of the Mayberry Christmas to All versions that we've done here on the podcast that have made it into our top 10. So that's kind of cool. And the most viewed, and this has got a caveat by my count, but the most viewed podcast episode is The Haunted House. It's episode number 485 of The Andy Griffith Show. And let me give you the reason I say it's a caveat. This is on YouTube. And so the YouTubers, as I say, people go out there and they search for The Haunted House. They're looking for that episode of The Andy Griffith Show. A lot of the people that view this podcast episode, I don't know how long they actually watch it, because they're mad, some of them, because it's not the whole episode of The Andy Griffith Show, The Haunted House. Even though it would be illegal to post that, they don't realize that, and they get all upset that I'm talking too much and want to just be quiet and let it go. So, but anyway, that is the most viewed episode of Two Chairs No Waiting for 2021. The funny thing is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it is also the most viewed episode from 2020. Oh, no, it's not. I'm looking. No, it either isn't or I took it out of the list. But it might be for 2019. Let me see. Yeah, 2019, it was the most viewed episode. So I'm betting it was also in 2020. And I just, because of that caveat, I'm telling you, I just removed it and said it wasn't. That is a possibility. So... that's that. So if you would like to see these, there are, as I had said, there are playlists. Here we go. Of the 2021 top 20, there'll be a playlist on YouTube. There's one for 2020, 2021 and 2019. So you can go back and watch the most viewed episodes of all those years and check them out and enjoy yourself, because it, I think it'll be a lot of fun for you and you'd enjoy it. All right. So that's the, let me just run a quick rundown of the audio episodes. Okay. So the number one episode in audio was episode number, 623, which was the Hello Doll. The one we just talked about a few minutes ago. That was number one. Number two is 621, which was a punch in the nose and swamp. So that was from back in February of this year. Number three was Otis Meets Gomer. That was from episode number 614, again, earlier in the year. And then the fourth most listened to or downloaded podcast audio version was Trivia by the Board. That was episode number 637, came out back in June. Okay, so that's those. And number five, I'll give you number five. It was Ron and Don. That was back in July 20th of this year, episode 642. So those are the top five audio versions of the show. The audio is really, that's kind of misleading because it is the, if I do the year for downloads, because a lot of people subscribe to the podcast, so they get them every, you know, every so often they download, then episodes that came out earlier in the year in January will always, they always tend to rank higher, the episodes in the early part of the year, than episodes that came out in the last quarter. So it's kind of misleading. That's the reason I really kind of like the YouTube, the way it shows it. So hopefully that'll give you some idea and some rundown of things you might want to go back and check out and watch here on Two Chairs. So I hope you'll enjoy that. All right. So now we get to, let's play a little bit of trivia. We didn't play any trivia in the last week or so. Things have been kind of stressful because the last trivia we played was a little bit hard, wasn't it? So let's play that. So let's get my trivia music. All right. Thank you, Tim White and the VW Boys for the music. And here we go. Question number one. Andy arrested Warren for gambling. True or false? Andy arrested Warren for gambling. True or false? Last time, you got to give me your answer. Andy arrested Warren for gambling. True or false? The answer is true. It is true. That is right. Number two, who arrested Aunt B for gambling? Who arrested Aunt B for gambling? Well, got to give the name. Who arrested Aunt B for gambling? You can pause if you don't hear the answer. But the answer is Warren. It was Warren that arrested Aunt B. All right. Number three, which mayor had a son named Nat? Which mayor had a son named Nat? That's a good one, isn't it? Which mayor had a son named Nat? All right, which mayor was it? The answer is, it was our fat little mayor, Mayor Pike. Mayor Pike had a son named Nat. Nat Pike. And I'm not sure that's true. Nat Pike, do we know that that's his son? We got to do some trivia checkup on that. Some of our trivia experts are not in the chat room to confirm. Nat Pike was definitely somebody that Opie dealt with, but was Nat the mayor's son? I don't know that we knew that, do we? Yeah, so they're kind of agreement in the chat room. So let's check that out. You guys look it up. All right, number four. What was Goober's fourth favorite season? Okay, this is multiple choice, kind of. You know, is it winter, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall? You know, I don't know. It's just, what was Goober's fourth favorite season? All right, so the answer on this, Goober's fourth favorite season is winter. It's winter. I didn't know that. I did not know that. But you had a 1 in 4 chance of getting it right. You had a 1 in 4. All right, let's do another true or false. That way you guys can get one right. Andy and Helen, Helen beat Andy at bowling. Helen beat Andy at bowling. Helen beat Andy at bowling. I have to read it one more time because I've read it wrong so many times. Helen beat Andy at bowling. True or false? The answer is true. It's true. That is true. That's exactly right. True. All right. Name Andy's two full-time deputies. If you don't get this, there's some remedial training. You need to buy Scott Hopkins' book from Weaver's Department Store, Mayberry Trivia, and read. Name Andy's two full-time deputies. All right. I'm going to give you this answer because if you don't know it, I'm upset with you. Well, obviously, Barney's one of them, right? Who's the other one? Warren. It's Warren. Yeah, Barney and Warren. There you go. All right. All right. Number seven. Why did Andy say he lost Helen? Why did Andy say he lost to Helen at bowling? This is hard. Why did Andy say he lost to Helen at bowling? I didn't know this one. I do remember this. Why did Andy say that he lost to Helen bowling? So the answer is because he was wearing rented shoes. I bet Helen was too, wouldn't you? Do people have shoes? Do they have rented shoes? Folks in the chat room are saying rented shoes and shoes. All right, our final question, number eight. It's just number eight. In what game did Helen beat Andy? Well, this is not... We just read that. All right, let me give you another one. That's bowling. We already know that. Okay, let's do another one. Okay, who puts Otis to hard labor? This is number eight. Who puts Otis to hard labor? Who puts Otis to hard labor? So I'll give you, it's a multiple choice. Was it Warren, Helen, Aunt Bee, or Barney? Who put Otis to hard labor? Warren, Helen, Aunt Bee, or Opie? Or Barney? I can't read. All right. Who put Otis to hard labor? Was it Warren, Helen, Aunt Bee, or Barney? The answer is Bloody Mary. Oh, I'm sorry. Aunt Bee. Aunt Bee is right. All right, guys. How did you do? How did you do on the trivia? I hope you enjoyed that. We're still trying to get all those Mayberry Days championship trivia questions out of our head from earlier, the last few episodes. And definitely have had a lot of people say that they felt like they didn't know anything. They couldn't remember anything. So, all right. So now we're going to go in here from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History. He's going to go back into the final portion of Mark Miller. So I really appreciate Randy for doing all these. And let me see if I can get this all queued up because I already did one with Randy. So I got to get the other one in here.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
This week, we conclude our look at the career of actor Mark Miller, who Mayberry fans remember as Bob Rogers in Barney's Replacement. We've seen that Mark started his career starring in a stage production, and later starred in two TV series, Guestward Ho and Please Don't Eat the Daisies. Mark wrote his first professional script for an episode of the latter series, and 8 years later parlayed that ability into not only writing the 1974 comedy drama film Ginger in the Morning, starring Sissy Spacek, but also producing that film and playing a pivotal role in the movie as an actor. In 1975, Mark appeared as a minister in an offbeat film called Mr. Sycamore, which starred Jason Robards as a man who wants to be a tree. That same year, Mark appeared in what would be the last of his work in television serials, playing a role in the soap opera Days of Our Lives between 1975 and 1976. In 1976, Mark appeared in the grindhouse movie Dixie Dynamite, an example of what is sometimes called Hicksploitation movies, exploiting rural characters for comedy. The movie's cast also included Andy Griffith's good friend, R.G. Armstrong, who had played Farmer Flint in Ellie Saves a Female. Stanley Adams is also in the cast. Stanley appeared in Mayberry as Ralph Campbell, Otis Campbell's brother. Mark played a smaller role as a senator in the 1977 made-for-television movie, The Hunted Lady. This film marked the end of his career of acting on television. Mark wasn't seen again on the big screen until 4 years later in 1981. If you're wondering what he did during this off time, remember that Mark continued to also be a stage actor. By the time he retired, he had appeared in many plays and starred in 30 of them. In this particular instance, Mark was also prepping other productions he wrote and starred in. The first was Christmas Mountain, the story of a down-and-out cowboy. In the 1981 movie, the cowboy learns of a Mexican family who lives on the said Christmas Mountain and teaches the residents of a nearby town that their so-called charity towards the family is not enough. Next up is the 1982 film Savannah Smiles. In addition to once again writing and starring, Mark also produced this family film. The title character is a young child who ran away from her family and stowed away in a car being driven by two convicts, one of whom was played by Mark. After his well-received performance in Savannah Smiles, Mark retired from acting, but not from writing. During the rest of the 1980s, Mark wrote an episode of The Jeffersons, 3 episodes of Different Strokes, and 2 of the less-remembered series Nothing Is Easy, starring Dee Wallace, who played Elliot's mother in Steven Spielberg's E.T. In 1988, Mark's film Savannah Smiles was reshot as a French film, with the foreign version being titled simply Savannah. In the 1990-1991 TV season, Mark wrote an episode each year for another less-remembered series, What a Dummy, about a live ventriloquist dummy. That same season, Mark wrote 4 episodes of the revival of the 1960s comedy The Munsters, the new series being called The Munsters Today. Mark's last writing credit was for the 1995 romance film A Walk in the Clouds, starring Keanu Reeves. Mark co-authored the screenplay of the film, which drew generally positive reviews. In fact, Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the movie 4 out of 4 stars. While Mayberry fans remember Mark as the green assistant deputy, too quick to rely on crime statistics without understanding the human element of police work, he had a much larger and quite impressive career, a career that included Mayberry in its earliest stages and was filled with connections with other cast and crew throughout. That's it for this week. I want to wish all my Mayberry friends a happy new year. And as always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Well, thank you, Randy. Thank you so much for all you do. And folks, if you want to see the things that Randy's doing around Mayberry, about Mayberry, send an email to him at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he'll make sure you don't miss out on any of the fun Mayberry stuff he's doing. And he won't spam you either. So definitely sign up for that. You won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. So thank you very much, Randy. And like I said, Randy's going to probably be taking not a break, but he's going to be not doing episodes every week in the coming year. But he's still got several to go before he's going to start kind of slowing down. He's got a lot of Mayberry projects in his back pocket. So he's going to try to step aside a little bit, but we may have another guest reporter that will be filling in and kind of filling in the spots when Randy isn't. So we're going to have some fun coming up in 2022. Folks, I hope you did have a good 2021. It was good for me. There were sad things that happened, but overall the year improved, right? So we went from the COVID years and started to finally come out of it. And we just pray that everybody recovers from COVID that currently has it. Because I know at least one big Mayberry fan that's a friend of mine. He's got it, and he's down in Birmingham. Prayers are with you, Brian. And there's others I know. And if I don't know about it, I'm sorry, but I'm praying for everybody that everybody just recovers and that this stuff will just finally start going away here in the next year. You know, so we can get even more back to the way life is meant to be lived with friends and family and visiting with one another. So we got a lot of Mayberry events coming up in 2022. I hope some of you guys will start thinking about planning to be there. We got the Mayberry meetup coming up in July of 2022 and a bunch of things before that. So be you looking at the event calendar at imayberry.com to see what Mayberry events are coming out. We'll talk about that a little bit next week as we are in our new year. The next episode of the podcast will be the first episode of 2022. So we'll talk about some of the events that are going to be coming up in that year and help everybody start getting planned for the year so we can have a big Mayberry year visiting together and just having fun. And I know everybody's going to enjoy that. So friends, it is always great to be here in Mayberry with you. I would love to hear from you. We got some information coming in from Lydia. She's got us some stuff. And if you have heard anything about Johnny Paul Jason, I did an episode about it back on episode number 658. Who's Johnny Paul? Well, I do have a little bit of information coming in from Lydia, some possibilities. So if you have ideas, send them in or call me and leave a message at 888-684-8415. And you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com with information about that or just what you love about the Andy Griffith Show or the podcast. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, everybody, have a great Mayberry year. We'll see you then. Good night, everybody.